How common are accidents within schools as a result of poor health and safety management?
Not that common, I would say. We often hear about accidents, but it's generally things like caretakers or handymen being injured who are possibly working off stepladders rather than podiums.
And what are the kind of main hazards to the schools that they have to kind of look out for?
I would say generally across the board, most schools face problems like asbestos. But I mean, a main priority in a school as far as problems and trying to manage them, in my experience, tends to be pedestrian safety.
Okay.
Specifically, vehicle movement around the site immediately outside of school, which of course you don't have any jurisdiction over.
And are head teachers equipped to effectively manage health and safety within their schools or academies?
I think it varies quite a lot, really. Often head teachers take on this role, but there's so many other roles they have within the school, it's quite hard. A lot of schools use the local authority resources, and a minority of schools actually employ somebody to manage this for them.
And would you say, in your kind of experience, that health and safety is a burden for the teachers themselves?
No, it shouldn't be. It's not here. You know, predominantly the accidents we hear about in the classroom tend to be science or technology. But if the risk's well managed, then it shouldn't be a burden at all.
What is needed to ensure that a sensible approach is taken to health and safety in education settings?
I think it needs to come from the top, from the headship or even the governing body. Having people informed. You know, people are worried that they're personally going to be held liable, which is so rare. It just needs to come from the top, really, and be a no-nonsense approach.
Brilliant. And often I think we hear of a lot of tragedies where children are killed on school trips or when they kind of participate in extracurricular activities. Why do you think this happens, and how can it be prevented? Would it be best to stop kids going on trips altogether, do you think?
Well, thankfully, these kind of accidents are very rare, and they only tend to happen when inexperienced staff are running an activity. Good planning's the key. Finding the right service provider if you're doing an outdoor pursuits trip. I think it would be a terrible idea to stop them altogether. It'd be such a loss. These extracurricular activities add so much, and the children benefit so much from being part of it and being exposed to risk in a controlled way. It's just part of the life learning curve.
Brilliant. So, Fiona, you'll be speaking at the IOSH Public Service Group's National Safety Symposium in Nottingham on the 9th of September. Can you talk me through briefly what you're going to be talking about and why you're going to be covering that topic?
My talk is one of a practitioner talking to other practitioners and just sharing some of the experiences I've had. I'm focusing on a couple of key events, which I'm going to talk really about how I handled them and the things I learnt from those experiences.